I'm good. Good afternoon, or good evening, and I want to call to order the West Lafayette Community School Corporation regular meeting, Board of School Trustees, Monday, June 1st. It is good to see everybody here. We've had our last two meetings virtually, and it's great to see my colleagues here. But I want to get a motion for approval of the agenda, please.
I'll move.
Moved by Mrs. Prochnow. Second by Mr. Marley. All in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye.
And opposed, hearing none, April, that motion carries. Approval of the regular minutes of the May 4th, 2020 meeting of the Board of School Trustees.
So moved.
Moved by Dr. Springer. Second by Mrs. Witt. And discussion, any comments or questions on the minutes? Okay, all in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye.
And opposed, hearing none, that motion carries. Communication from the audience for agenda items. I don't know. You looking there, Rocky? I don't think we have anybody signed it. If we did, anybody have anything to say? We will have a time to speak also after for non-agenda items. We clear? Okay, thank you. And we'll move on to new business and start with academic achievement and recognition of our West Lafayette Community School Corporation retirees. And I'll move to this spot and begin that process.
Tonight we have our group of two of our four here that the 156th power listening. I'm assuming the temple is home.
Thank you.
So let's start with Kim Power and she's
watching on live stream, but Mrs. Power graduated from Purdue in 1986 with a bachelor's degree in elementary education. In 2007, she earned a master's degree in curriculum and instruction from Purdue. She taught for 15 years at the Benton School District, and in 2003, she was hired by West Lafayette as a sixth grade teacher. And I know there's some of you here that my kids never had the good fortune of having her, but I heard so many great things about the work she's done. She taught sixth grade at Happy Hollow Elementary until 2017 when she switched to the fifth grade. And Mrs. Power has been a teacher for 33 years, and she had attended fifth grade camp as a sponsor for 2 years. It left a lasting impression on her wonderful teaching career. She hopes that the other fifth grade teachers come to embrace the experience as much as she did, that being fifth grade camp and also her teaching experience. And Mrs. Power has enjoyed learning each day with her students. Their enthusiasm, smiles, and hugs will always have a place in her heart. And her fifth grade colleague, Mr. Harmon, shared that Mrs. Power is the prototype of an excellent teacher. To Mrs. Power, teaching wasn't about what was easiest for her. It was what was best for her students and for the school. Her hardworking attitude helped her students to know that they are worth all of her hard work. And I hope Mrs. Power is able to have a relaxing retirement. Mrs. Sorrow said Mrs. Power is a solid teacher who is respectful and caring towards students, parents, and colleagues. She built relationships with students, and they left her room confident knowing that they were loved and respected. Her gentle and soft-spoken approach will be missed in our building. I know that she has positively touched many lives, including mine. We want to thank Kim Power for her dedicated service to our students. Maggie Samudio is the second retiree. She's unable to attend, and Maggie graduated from Indiana In 1976 with a bachelor's degree in elementary and special education. And in 1982, she earned a master's degree also from IU. And she taught at the Monroe County Schools from 1977 to 95. And in 95, she was hired by West Lafayette to teach special education. In 2010, she became a third grade teacher, and since 2015, she has been a second grade teacher. She's been educated for 43 years. Maggie says that teaching second grade has always been her lifelong dream, and she will truly miss the amazing students and the support she received from her from their parents. Second grade teacher Ann Gerlach said, Maggie had a very philanthropic heart. As everyone knows, she got the state insect, the firefly, named and worked on numerous other projects to the benefit of our staff and school, and she will be missed. And assistant principal Mrs. Delaney says, Maggie has a passion for helping students reach their fullest potential, and I am proud to call Maggie a colleague and wish her well in her next chapter. And Dr. Taggart shared that Maggie Samudio is a teacher with creativity and curiosity that is contagious to her students. I wish her the absolute best as she takes on a new adventure with the same creativity and curiosity we have come to know and appreciate. And I want to thank, and we all want to thank, Maggie for her years of service. Thank you, Maggie. For those that are here tonight, and of course Brian, Dick, and Trudy Rowe, and we will have a microphone too with a place for them to stand as well, and an opportunity to speak after I go through this part. Then Dr. Brian Dick graduated from St. Joe College in 1976 with a bachelor's degree in philosophy, and in 1978 he earned a degree in history. Dr. Dick earned a master's degree in education from Purdue in 1982. And in 1997, Dr. Dick earned his doctorate in the field of curriculum and instruction with a specialization in educational technology. From 79 to 88, Dr. Dick worked for North Newton School Corporation. In 88, Dr. Dick was hired to teach sixth grade at Burtsfield Elementary. Dr. Dick has taught sixth grade since then, including a move to Happy Howell Elementary in 1998. And to West Lafayette Intermediate School in 2018. Dr. Dick has been with the West Lafayette Community School Corporation for 31 years and has been an educator for 40 years. And Dr. Dick shared a favorite memory of working with students at Burtsfield to create BTV, Burtsfield Television. And he says it was exciting to watch students take ownership in all aspects of putting together a variety of video productions. Every time students were given freedom and challenges, they surprised me with just how much they grew as learners and citizens. As a teacher, I loved trying to find better methods to engage students. And the teachers I work with both challenge and excite me while keeping me humble. And I will miss these opportunities. And fifth grade teacher Mr. Harmon says, what most students notice about Dr. D is his sense of humor. He shows students that school can be fun, and Dr. D has a genuine love of learning that he passed on to his students, as evident by the last few years of teaching when he kept finding new, exciting lessons for his students. He evolved and adapted for his students, and that is Dr. D in a nutshell, someone who has showed learning doesn't stop at any point in your life. I am sure this retirement will be filled with all sorts of insightful podcasts. There you go. I think that's probably true. And Principal Sorrows shared that Dr. D, as he is known, is a fantastic teacher who focuses on strong curriculum, close relationships, and high expectations. His constant ability to bring academics to life through the interactive approach to his teaching makes learning so accessible to all his students. He has a way of simultaneously making complex concepts push the most talented academic student while also supporting the struggling student with basic understanding. As a colleague, Dr. D is approachable and willing to show others ways to benefit their own teaching or work with students. He brightens our meetings with some laughter and quick-wittedness in his responses. When times get serious, he is level-headed, compassionate, and caring. He puts others first and is willing to be open-minded when new ideas are proposed. Dr. D will be missed tremendously. His knowledge of curriculum, ability to connect positively with students and staff, his collaborative approach as a colleague, and humor will be something that I will remember about him always. Thank you, Dr. Dick, for your years of a dedicated service to our school and to our students. And as a personal note, thank you, because he took my son Reed, had an excellent year with him just a few years ago. Brian, do you want to come make any comments? Yeah. It's that short hair that's throwing me, though. I don't know. Yeah. Yeah, no doubt. Thank you very much. Well said. And you have, we're gonna, yeah, we have also, and you can collectively pick up your gift bag and your plaque as well, and we can do that after we complete this. Mrs. Trudy Rowe graduated from Purdue in 1973 with a bachelor's degree in recreation administration, and in 1978 with a master's degree in natural resource management. Since graduation from Purdue, Mrs. Rowe worked as a district forester for the Indiana Department of Natural Resources and later served as a writer and editor. In 2006, she returned to Purdue to earn her teaching license in language arts and reading. And in 2008, she was hired to teach ninth grade language arts at West Lafayette High School. Then in 2010, became the reading specialist at Happy Hollow Elementary, where she remained until her retirement in May. Mrs. Rowe has served as both a teacher and paraprofessional in West Lafayette for 13 years. She shares that her favorite moment with students was on Mondays when she met, I would think they had maybe on Fridays, but no, on Mondays when she met with each group for the first session of the week. She always started by asking students what they had done over the weekend, and she loved connecting with her students and hearing about their lives. And fifth grade teacher Sue Stan said, Mrs. Rowe has a heart of gold. She encourages some of the most hard to reach students. She is always willing to and able to assist students and staff in any possible way. Her love, caring, and work ethic will long be missed. And math interventionist Rebecca Caverman shared that Mrs. Rowe is a warm, encouraging, and reassuring to her students and works tirelessly to help students find success and to grow in their love for reading. It's not uncommon to see students from 4th, 5th, and 6th grade come and find Trudy during the day when they need a hug or need to see a friendly face. Students know she is someone who cares deeply for them. And one of Trudy's adult children, Patrick Rowe, who also teaches at her high school, we love when Trudy wears special trinkets to school that Patrick made long ago. Yeah, I think that's cool. Yeah. Trudy loves to highlight those pieces of art during staff meetings, which is completely embarrasses Patrick. Is that true? Yeah. But is loved by the staff. I know I can speak for others when I say that Trudy's sense of humor, calm demeanor, wisdom, and warmth will be greatly missed. We wish Trudy and her family the best as she begins this new chapter in life. And Principal Margaret Zaro says, Mrs. Rowe is a gift to all struggling readers. She cares so deeply for them and their success. She puts so much time into finding the right books that build on students' interests and talents. As a colleague, Mrs. Rowe is caring and compassionate. Several of us have children who've come from the elementary school each day, and Mrs. Rowe's room has become a detour for many of them as they get off the bus. She loves to see them and chat about their day. They are drawn to her kindness and her candy bucket. She offers them a piece while they talk about life in their world. I know she's been busy. She's been busy at times, but always takes time to give them attention. This is a sample of what she does with all children. She's giving of herself and her time. She puts them first and always makes them feel like that they are her total focus. Our school is losing a true gem, and she will be missed so much. So thank you, Trudy, so much, and congratulations. And thank you for your passion in teaching and your service to all of our students. And would you like to say a few words, by all means? Sheila, would you like to say a few words, and then I'll have one other thing to say after. Why don't you go to that, stay at that mic, just to keep it simple here.
Okay, thank you. Well, good evening, everyone. I just appreciate the West High School system so much. Many of you probably know that my two children graduated from Jefferson High School, love it, and on to the and so on, but Kelly Jacobs decided to live on the West Side. And she has three graduates from Millfield next year, Evan Jacobs, Maddie Davis, and Nolan Davis. Just as an aside, no one had a special operation done this last spring so that he could play football on the side. This year, that's very important to remember of the West African football team. So I just want to thank all of you, and I have to tell you that in second grade, it was a senior year. Caleb talked about why we didn't have a stadium set. And so I think that was school. We spent a lot of time. He has a sixth grade teacher, formerly, who lives in the other I am certainly appreciated that they don't. And so we carried on and have changed over, and I have that as well. And we had one of the whole points set up, and we took it off. This lady is not no mom for this lady to the students. And she didn't win that time because she didn't just But our firefly went on to Maggie, Taylor, and Dr. Jordan, and the rest of us. They made a clear letter to the governor. So just many of those things that happen, this is wonderful relationships that we have with the rest of our kids for both. And I want to congratulate you that we have hopefully a couple of certificates that thank you for giving me that opportunity. Say a few words.
Okay, thank you very much. Yeah, appreciate it. Lastly, I want to take a moment, where this is important as well, to recognize a very special person here today, too, the Indiana State Teacher Association Teacher of the Year, Randy Stute. And here Stute is, he is known to his students, teaches German at West Lafayette, and he is licensed in German and U.S. history and has his master's degree in education from Indiana Wesleyan, and no, he's not retiring here, so don't worry. For many years, he has been actively involved as a leader of WLEA and in communicating with the Indiana legislators in his very unique way of communicating on various education matters. And Harris Stute has been consistently honored over the years for leading our German World Language Program and for the high level of student success in AP exams. He can often be found at student extracurricular events and travels many hours to support our students in music, sports, and plays. So I want to take a minute to recognize the high honor for Harris Stute and to thank him for his dedicated years of service to students at West Lafayette. So congratulations, Harris Stute. Now, I can almost assure that all of you want to stay to the end of our board meeting. But on the off chance you don't, I would encourage our honorees to take their plaque and their goodie bag, so to speak, or their gift bag as well. But you are welcome to stay, but we will continue on with our meeting from this point forward. But thank you also for putting up with the life that we're all living right now and being patient with that. But we're so grateful that you're here, and congratulations to Brian and to Trudy and to all our honorees. So thank you very much.
facility updates, and Dr. Killian, the floor is yours.
So James, our guy academic wing is moving full steam ahead. Lots of steel up. The stair tower is also in place for the northeast end. So things are moving along well with that. Last week, we received our transfer wire of $7.45 million for the Bob Kelly Performing Arts Center. We received an excellent S&P rating and received an excellent interest rate as well. So that funding is now available, and we're moving forward with the construction of that Kettle Hut, and Smith & Associates and KJG moved everything up a little earlier with regards to the timing, and so that has started. And I sent pictures to Tom a couple of days ago. He was ecstatic about the information, and he's working on a couple of special things for us for the Tom Kelly recording studio that we've been working on. So far so good, and we don't seem to have any delays at this point with supply, and hopefully we can keep things on track moving forward, but things are moving well.
Okay, thank you. Any other questions or anything, group? Okay. Academic achievements, you've already done the staff evaluation revisions, and Rocky, back to you.
Last fall, the principals came to me and suggested we look at revising our evaluation process. With the help of WLEA, we put together a teacher administration committee that started meeting last fall. Of course, we had a stoppage in March, but we continued meeting through Zoom. And with the help of the principals, with the help of the teaching staff, with the help of Abby, we put together a revised evaluation process that adheres to new Indiana code. It detaches test scores from the evaluation. Thank you, Sheila, and our legislators for helping us get that accomplished finally. We updated all of the Indiana code requirements, streamlined the forms, added revisions to the rubric, and so it's a good start. We think there'll be some cause for us to look and see if we need to improve things as we implement next school year. But based upon your approval of this new evaluation process and the forms, I will ask Abby to send it to the Indiana Department of Education for final review, and then if they approve it, we will be able to implement it next school year.
Okay, I need a motion then for approval.
Move.
I didn't hear the first.
Melissa.
Melissa, moved by Mrs. Prochnow, second by Mr. Bittner.
Yep.
Okay. Discussion, please. Any questions or anything? I can't really see you all. Raise your hand or speak up.
It's a big parade.
Yeah. Okay, all in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Hearing none, that motion, April, does carry. All right, juvenile truancy program, item four, and Dr. Killian.
Each year, as a school district, we enter into an agreement with Tippecanoe Juvenile Truancy Division for this juvenile truancy program, and we're recommending the board's approval for reauthorization of this program.
Okay, need a motion, please?
Second.
Moved by Dr. Springer, second by Tom Schott. Discussion, please. Hearing none, all in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye.
And opposed? And that motion does carry. Okay, we'll go on now to a school board calendar, and Dr. Phillips.
It's that time of year to consider the next 12 months with our school board meetings. Of course, this can adjust at any time based upon any new meeting that we might need to have based upon a given situation, but this is the overall calendar for the 2021 school year, where we will continue meeting on the first Monday of the month unless it's a holiday.
And yeah, and also you have work sessions in there potentially as well.
If needed, yes.
Okay. Need a motion, please, to accept the school board calendar. Moved by Mr. Marley.
Second.
Seconded by Mrs. Prochnow, I think, down there. Is that right? And discussion or questions? If you could look all in order to me, but any questions on that? Okay, all in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye.
And opposed? Hearing none, that the school board calendar is approved as in our packet. All right, transportation agreement, and Mr. Sloat, back to you.
Okay, we have actually two agreements, but we only have one here tonight. We have agreement with City Bus that needs to be renewed, and I've been in conversation with Marty on that. And right now, with the unknown of the school fall plans, we don't have an agreement with him. We'll have it coming in probably in the next few weeks, but he's doing some investigation, and so for City Bus, we'll have to delay that for now. However, this one is with TSC. We've had this for, I think, 3 years. This is renewal for this next school year and the following school year. It's for 19 of our buses, 15 yellow and 4 of the activity buses. And we pay them $4,625 a bus per year. So that provides access to their fuel stations. It gives us access to their mechanics, and this parking is needed. And so it's been a really good relationship that we've had with them. And so it's going to be important we continue. They do, when they repair, we do pay for the repairs and the labor on it. But this is kind of a base cost because they've actually hired another mechanic because of our extra buses. So this will help cover some of that cost. So we'd recommend that you would approve this two-year agreement with TSC.
Need a motion, please. Moved by Dr. Springer.
Second.
Second by Mrs. Prochnow, or Mrs. Witt, I'm sorry. And discussion, please. Questions or comments? Speak up. Do you have anything? Pretty standard stuff. All in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye.
And opposed? Hearing nothing, hearing none, that motion does, in fact, carry. Reopening West Lafayette Community Schools Corporation, and going to you, Rocky, for item 7.
There are a variety of moving parts here, so I wanted to touch on each briefly. First, we have the IHSAA recommendations for opening training and non-contact opportunities for athletes to practice over the next month in a three-phase scenario. And so what you have for Mr. Strode is a listing of those phases and how that would look. And of course, this could be a moving target. It could change next week, it could change next month. We just heard today that the information we'd received last week on these three phases might be evolving once again, but until we get that new information, I want to make sure that you're aware of the three phases, and it basically starts with 10 students or fewer in indoor, outdoor, and then 10 indoor, and 50 outdoor. I have to go back and look, and then all together at the end, 50 indoor and outdoor. But like I said, all of that could change. So that communication will go out to staff tomorrow with regards to what the IHSAA is requiring or is suggesting, and what Mr. Strode's plan and the staff's plan will be for introducing that. With regards to the fall and what we look at, as you all know, we're waiting to hear from the governor's office. And so there's various conversations going on. I've been told that we probably will not receive specific information until after July 4th. There's other conversations that have come through my email chain saying that we might know something sooner than that. But what PSC, LFC, and West Lafayette Schools are committed to doing is collaboratively working together to have a joint plan, and it might be components of various parts, whether it's on-site and e-learning, or is it a delayed start, is it half capacity versus full capacity. So TSC, LSC, West Lafayette Schools will work together for joint plan once we get that communication. Next week, the three school districts are meeting with the county health department leaders just to have some brief discussions about parameters and make sure that some of our preliminary planning meets the CDC guidelines, meets Tippecanoe County guidelines. Tomorrow I plan to send the communique out to the staff that I've shared with you. I have vetted that with Dr. Ho. I've vetted that with our administrators. And so I will give that information to staff. You have it in advance to look at. And then I suspect in the next couple of weeks, hopefully some kind of a more concrete plan will be forthcoming with regards to what we're going to look like in the fall and how we might operate as a collective with the three public schools.
Okay, so we need a motion to approve the initial plan.
Yes, what I'd like for you to do, you have the communication that's going to go out to staff. You have the communication or the steps that Mr. Strode has put together based upon IHSAA. I think it would be appropriate that the board authorizes the administration to move forward with that, with those messages, with the understanding that that's what we have right now with regards to information, and it might change in the next week or so if we get new information, but at least you're all aware of what the steps are moving forward, and then I can share that with the staff tomorrow.
Okay. Need a motion then, please?
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Schott. Second by Mr. Marley. Discussion.
I just have a question. Are you also going to discuss the recommendations for the IHSAA with the County Health Department? And will we take into consideration
Yeah, they have already looked at that.
Okay.
And they actually were the ones that sent it to us and our athletic director.
Okay.
So all of this is connected to their review already.
From the County Health
Yes.
Department.
Yes.
Okay.
Actually, I think all of these components can be beyond athletics. I mean, if you look at it closely, it's based upon the CDC recommendations and guidelines. So I think so long as we're meeting that 10 indoor, 10 outdoor, and then what is it, 10:30, and then 10:50, or I have to go back and look, but I think we can implement that across the board if staff feel comfortable doing so. And I think that that's going to be the conversation. How do you do that with the larger groups, orchestra, band, et cetera? Because as we all know, those groups are much larger. And unless you did sectionals and smaller groups, and I think that would be the only way that right now they could do something of that nature. So that'll be a part of I'll add that to my message with regards to the conversations with the administration and with the non-athletic groups, the extracurricular groups. Also, the administration's meeting June 4th. As a team, all of us are coming together, and we are vetting various options for the opening of West Lafayette schools, depending upon what we might receive with regards from the governor's office. So we've already started some nuts and bolts work on that, and that'll also be part of our conversation.
What role in the medical side, you said Dr. Ho is involved, but I assume the nurses will be involved as well, and also Jan, and then also from a maintenance standpoint, what's the protocol there with that?
We're meeting June 4th, and the protocol is everyone's going to have input from every department, transportation, food service, custodial maintenance, et cetera. And based upon our meeting June 4th, we will have the groundwork from all of those departments about how to move forward and how to communicate that to our staff.
All right. Any other questions? Okay, all in favor of the motion of moving ahead based on the plan as it is today, please say aye.
Aye.
And opposed? Hearing none, that motion carries. Yeah, okay, good.
It's growing dark in here.
Yes. Food service bids, and we'll go back to Ross on that one.
Yeah, Courtney Fitzsimmons, our food service director, has asked for a consideration for approval of these bids. We're a member of the West Indy Cooperative, which you indicate on the paperwork you have, and the other schools in that district are Mooresville, Decatur Township, Lawrence Township, Wayne Township, and Roncalli. So it's been a benefit to be a member of this cooperative, you know, of a larger purchase, you get better prices. So I think the bids summary was attached, and we're recommending the approval then to accept bids, as well as the other districts to do the same for the items listed: the produce, dairy, mainline distributor, bakery, snack, beverages, and frozen novelties. And you can see the various companies there that are listed for these items. A couple of them are renewal bid for the second year, and then there's a couple of them that are, or several that are renewal, two are new vendors for this next year. So we recommend your consideration for these bids.
Okay, need a motion, please. Moved by Dr. Springer. And second by Brian Bittner. Discussion? Questions? Okay. All in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye.
And opposed? Hearing none, that motion does in fact carry. Personnel report, Dr. Killian.
I recommend your approval of the administration recommendations and its names listed in the personnel report.
Okay. Which we've seen in advance. Need a motion, please. Moved by Mrs. Witt.
Second.
Second by Mrs. Prochnow. Discussion or questions of any kind? Again, we've seen this in advance, but.
Talk a little more about the Red Devil Academy, something obviously it's been talked about for a while, and a huge step, I think, in as far as who will lead it, will it be the existing staff, or that be additional person, or what's your vision on that?
The high school administration is looking at reorganizing their office staff, so it won't be any additional personnel. It'll just be additional assistance provided for the students that might need a little extra help academically.
Other questions? Personnel report. All in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye.
And opposed? Hearing none, that motion does carry. Accounts payable. Back to you, Ross.
Yes, we have $3,513,169.75. It includes our payroll deductions. You can see who they were paid to as we withheld the money from the employees and then paid our claims, WEBEC claims, and construction projects. A couple of notes: when you see an accident fund audit, that's our workers' comp audit. So what we every year we have to estimate what our payroll will be for the workers' comp premium, and then they come in and audit the next following year of what your actual payroll was. If you estimated high or low, you got to pay the difference. We have to pay another $2,300, which is, you know, we come out pretty close in on estimation of our payroll. The WEBEC fee we pay is $4,638. That's our participation fee to be in Wabash Valley. That's based upon our ADM. We're charged so much per student. I'd just like to comment a little bit on our construction bonds. You can see on the back page we had payments on the 17-18 bond and then the 19. Our 17 bond was really winding down. I mean, it's good to see we could have, you know, money left over. You know, all these projects you get bids on, you estimate some of your thing, your cost. And on the 17 bond was this building, it's the cafeteria project, and then it's Cumberland. In Cumberland, I've been talking with Lefty the other day, we're down to Kettle Hut. We have like 38,000 remaining. So we're real close to finishing out Cumberland. There's some technology and some other things we need to get there, but we'll be real close to finishing that project out. Kind of the same thing on the pool, which is the 2018 bond issue. We're down, we owe, I think, Kettle Hut about 420 20,000 yet. They're doing the punch list. There's some areas that Tim Slaughter's been working with them on around the pool area, had some ponding water, and they're making those corrections, and I would expect that bond and that project to be winding down here, I would say, in the next couple months. I mean, the things have come pretty well. Of course, in our 19 bond is the big part of the 19 bond is the education wing, plus part of the performing arts, and then this bond we just recently sold this past week finishes the performing arts. So we seem to be on track with these projects and seem to be within budget on everything, so that's a good feeling to have.
All right, need a motion for accounts payable. Moved by Mr. Marley.
Second
by Dr. Springer. Questions or additional discussion? Seeing none, all in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye.
And opposed? Hearing none, that we will pay our bills this month. Thank you. Information to the board. I just want to say real quickly, I want to say thank you to our staff, to everyone that's really put in extra time throughout this entire process, and that kind of goes, it shouldn't go without saying, it's been, I know, extremely challenging and difficult time, but we're grateful for all the work and all the extra help that we've had from our staff and all the extra time it's taken to be able to do what we've needed to have done, so we're grateful for that. Any other board and superintendent reports, and I'll go around the horn. I don't know if we're going to have a whole lot, but I'll let anybody speak up of anything that down the line. Tom, go ahead.
The Foundation, Education Foundation met May 14th. Just a couple of notes. They had a goal of $5,000 to raise for the teacher and staff gift cards that they sent out, and raised $7,000, so they were very pleased with that. As of last month, they also had a kind of a teacher appreciation just fundraising campaign that raised a little over $1,000 for that, and that is ongoing. And they're still looking at possibilities for a virtual option to replace the former West Side Story, and imagine we'll get more information on that at the June meeting, which is June 11th.
Okay. Anything else down the line at all? Yeah, Karen?
Park Board met for the first time a few weeks ago. The West Lafayette Wellness Center construction is on schedule and under budget, with an opening slated for January 2021. And there have been three new hires this spring, a membership and marketing director, an aquatics coordinator, and a wellness coordinator. All events and classes at Happy Hollow have been canceled except for the summer daycare camp, which began last Tuesday, May 26th. And then the outdoor swimming pool, they're hoping to open it sometime in July, pending location and repair of a water leak.
Okay.
And then we had board teacher discussion, and Rocky will comment on that.
Anything else from the order? The only other thing, of Wall of Pride, which I'm on the alumni committee, will be postponed. We're still looking at trying to figure out that was scheduled for this fall, but to just based on all the circumstances, we're going to move that back with the hopes of having that sometime in 2021. Rocky, anything else from your end?
We had teacher discussion through Zoom and discussed a variety of things. Most importantly, the reopening aspects and the thoughts that we have with various components, including e-learning, half to full-time sessions, half to full-time capacity, et cetera. So we're trying to weed that out, so to speak, and then once the June 4th admin meeting is completed, then the next step is to see what TSC, LSC, and West Lafayette schools would put together based upon guidance from the governor's office, and then we would look at having teams of staff, teachers, and administrators in each of the buildings looking at those components for implementation for the fall. And those would be vetted by the school nurses, Dr. Ho, as well.
Okay, great. Thank you. All right. Anything else? Communication from the audience, non-agenda items?
I have one more thing. I forgot to add one thing. Graduation ceremony. We are working to do a social distancing graduation ceremony July 17th. It will be at Bavarian Gym, 7 o'clock. We do have some clearance from the State Board of Health with the plans that Ron and Libby and the administration team at the high school put together. So they're continuing to look at that and work on it. The backup is a virtual graduation ceremony. If that doesn't play out, we will also ensure that if we do hold an in-person event, much like we're doing tonight, we will work on a live streaming for those who could not participate and be there. Ron, I think, expressed last week that out of the 180 graduates that we had, about 110 indicated that they could be available for that July 17th event, and it might be even more now. That was as of last week.
Any other communication from the audience at all? Anything for the order? Will I take a motion to, next regular board meeting will be Monday, August 3rd at 6:30 p.m. And I'll take a motion for adjournment. Moved by Mr. Marley.
Second.
Second by Mrs. Prochnow. All in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye.
And opposed? This meeting is now adjourned, and we only have a couple things to sign as a group, so thank you. Thank you all for coming.